Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting 8th. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Peters moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Peters moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galehouse. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. Newsom scores. Ambler moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ivy Andrews now pitching. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ambler scores. Brucker scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Finney reaches second base with a double. Caster moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock bunts towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Andrews covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly throws the ball into Hale who tags Newsom, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rothrock scores. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney juggles the ball. That's an error on Finney. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brucker strikes out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Caster hits a pop-up towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters scores. One out. It's 10-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rothrock hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.